just laugh at me even though I don't do anything. I mean, I feel like I could sit here and read the dictionary and people would laugh. It's okay. That'll be the next show. When I play Boss again, I'm going to bring a dictionary. The beginning. Sad you haven't had snow?
No.
I was in Albany and half the people were sad that they hadn't had snow. The other half were not. Sounds like more of you are happy. Thank you. or having a nuclear bomb put into your sushi.
That's me.
That poor guy. Which I am fascinated with, this whole Russian spy Vladimir Putin thing. I took Russian in college, but I can't remember if you're supposed to say Putin or Putin. But it's funny because reading about this guy and the whole conspiracy and everything being connected and him knowing him and all this. Oh my God, really? He knew? Oh, and then he met with him? Oh my gosh, no way. No wonder he's dead. Anyway, it's really reminded me how much I dearly miss communism. And bemoan the fact that I was not really around. I was too young to enjoy it when it was around. And, anyway. Not saying I don't think communism is good. I just really like the posters. He has style. This song I wrote for my sister.
See, Sal gets me every time. I don't know, he's just always in the news and he's always got that. He's just, he looks like a hipster or something. He really does. I would be so easily led. Show up with a neat looking poster and like something catchy to say, and I'm yours. Charismatic leader that looks good. I don't care. Whatever. Oh, that's horribly untrue.
Thank you.
instructional DVD. I'm telling you, that's really easy to play. And I get frustrated when people ask me in interviews, oh my god, how you do that thing, you do the thing, and I'm like, oh, you mean like this? Like, this is fucking hard. But this, that's like, anyone can do that. She likes, it's hard to give people things, they have so many, they only like one thing and they have tons of them, like books. My mother has a million books, and if I got her like three or four more books, that's not saying very much, is it, you know? I mean, she likes movies too, but preferably without people in them. Or any dialogue, just setting sun or something. I don't know, does anyone have any good ideas?
Get her a
massage. Yeah, but she, okay. That would be a great idea, except my parents have like a guru masseuse that comes to their house. It's sort of physical therapy. I mean, basically there's physical therapy, but it wouldn't be special because she gets a massage every week. And an earful of like past lives from this dude. She's not into that, but like his whole tactic is that he like gets you on the bed and like, you know, you're getting into it, and then halfway through, he starts to beat up on you, and it's like you're in terrible, agonizing, awesome pain. And then he starts telling you about who you were 400 years ago, and you're like, oh, okay, whatever. And you must eat at least a tablespoon of cayenne pepper every day. It's like, all right. It's like, I don't know. I mean, I get it. It's like, I'll be like, yeah, well, I've been kind of nervous lately. Let me pinch your ear. I'm like, well, that's not curing my life of the things that's making me nervous. Like, even if it's connecting to some like thing in my brain that can, it's like, oh, I'm no longer nervous right now while you're holding my ear. If you're not making like my career go away or my like friends or whatever that are stressing me out, never mind. I love my friends. They don't stress me out. But you know what I'm saying? I need permanent solutions from my gurus. What the fuck am I talking about? I need a Christmas present for my mother. And of course, I was raised by her. We never got Christmas presents or birthday presents or even birthday parties. It was like, love each other and every day is special and you shouldn't be materialistic and blah, 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 and all this stuff. And now, it's like, what are you kidding me for Christmas? gentleman, Dan Brannigan.
I mean, there's like a big cast. There's like Robin Williams and John Perry Myers and
kind of hang out with the girl from Floor City. Famous. But anyway, yeah, this is what's terrible is that I had to, and not only got to do the doubling of the hands, I had to re-record the music, and one of the tunes is a Michael Hedges piece. And it wasn't like taking, and I mean, okay, he's not with us anymore, Michael Hedges is really famous guitar player, not dead. He did a lot of really great stuff. He did some terrible things that no one ever wants to talk about, like, you can be a dreamer. I'm sorry, I'd be liking that song. Anyway, everyone's legacy is all of a sudden spotless once you're no longer of this earth. But anyway, what am I talking about? I had to take one of his pieces. This is a musician that I respect deeply and have loved since I saw him play when I was 4 years old. I mean, you know, he kind of reached the height of soul acoustic guitar. And I'm sitting there taking one of his songs, and instead of covering it and saying, like, oh, I want to pay homage and because this piece is so moving, I had to, like, take the last half of it, and it's like taking a painting and taking the bottom and just taking, like, a really ugly black magic marker and going, like, that's what I had to do. All of a sudden, the songs completely fell apart, because they were like, we want more flash, and we want it to be really exciting. And, like, I can't do that within this tempo. They're like, what's that? And then, like, I have a music editor online from LA going, you have to stay in the temple. The temple map has to be the same or else your whole picture will fall apart. And then, like, everyone else, we let you go up the octaves. I'm like, can you speak English? What does that even mean? And they, whatever. It was a really awkward session because I had about 10 people telling me what to do, and none of them knew anything about music except octaves, harmonics, and Juilliard. And that was the three words they kept saying. To Juilliard. We don't want. Well, we like Juilliard, but we just don't want it to be too Juilliard. And we love it when you play up the harmonics. You have no idea what they're talking about. Anyway, so then one freezing cold morning, I had the boys' costume on and did a hand job. When you see the movie, which I know you won't, because it's probably going to be bad. You'll know what the song is. Thank you.
realize, I get interviewed a lot, people ask me like this question, like, when did you decide to tap on your guitar? And I was like, who decides that? Yeah. Like, started, like, what can I do to you? And then I kind of realized that the reason why people aren't hitting their guitars is because they get scratched. And like, finger pickers are so totally anal about the finish on their guitar. Like, of course they don't go like, honestly, this revelation just came to me now. After all these years of playing, I was like, why doesn't everyone do this? And I just realized, because I played, you know, spaceship guitars, that I can do these things.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, it is always a great pleasure to come to your place in Boston.
This is a great place, and you guys are great people. And if you have suggestions on my mother's Christmas present, you can talk to me. I can show. I'd love to hear them. She's very particular. But very wonderful. Myself and Bora and Dan all have CDs and some merch in there.